It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. We're joined now by Chargers football coach, that is Bo Gadwood. And good start for the Chargers here in 2024. On the road, they go to Valley Falls and get a week one win. That final was 38-8. We'll dive into the nuts and bolts of it here in a second, coach. But first off, congratulations on the first win of the year, and had to feel pretty good the way your team played on both sides of the ball.
It felt fantastic. And, you know, the boys, they just truly deserved that. They worked their tails off all summer long, all week in prep for practice. They played hard. They just played hard. You know, obviously week one, you're going to make some mistakes here and there, but they were able to, you know, overcome and push through them. And, you know, they played very, very well. So proud of those boys.
One of our athletes of the week was your senior running back in Dalton Iosi. He had over 200 yards, a couple of touchdowns. I really remember, obviously, the last run, you know, that 40-yard run at the end of the game to really put it away. But in the first half, you guys had that 95-yard touchdown drive, and I believe he had pretty much a bulk of majority of those yards. He just had a sensational game. You can obviously lump in the offensive line with how they played as well. But Dalton, he had a very good week one outing.
Yeah, tough runner. You know, tough mentally, tough physically. He's a never-say-die kid. Really tough runner. Hard kid to bring down. Runs real hard. And that old line, they grinded. They just grinded, and they played physical. They were intelligent about what they did. The overall execution. I mean, a 95-yard drive, that's execution. That's keeping mentally stable. That's being consistent in what we do. That's exactly what we want. That's exactly what we're looking for as an offense.
Not only did the offense make plays with Dalton in the run game, but how about your defense in the third quarter, really turning the game on its side? Not just once, but back-to-back pick sixes. Talon Hooper picked one off at the 50, took it the distance, a big linebacker with a lot of speed, and then Trent Lockwood just a few plays later doing it again, back-to-back pick sixes to really put the game away. Talk about those two plays and just the defense as a whole.
Oh, that was huge. I mean, we come out second half, and we get the ball, and we go four and out. You know, and we're looking at 16-8 at that time, 16-8, yeah. And you know, if we don't get those picks, who knows what happens, you know, where the ball lies. But, you know, those are big momentum gainers right there. We could have laid down after that four and out and be like, oh, man, got down on ourselves. But, you know, again, another, you know, the boys being mentally strong and saying no, you know, and putting their foot down. And those two picks really changed the momentum of the game. And, you know, as you saw, it flipped the game to our favor.
Good game, both sides of the ball for Horton as they go to Valley Falls, win in week one, 38-8. First time in 10 years Horton has beaten Valley Falls. Also the first time since 2017 that the Chargers start a season with a win in week one. We're talking to Bo Gadwood. Up next for Horton, they go to Jefferson County North. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Horton Chargers football coach. That is Bo Gadwood here on KNZA. Our locker room chat brought to you by Union State Bank. 38-8, you win at Valley Falls in week one. Now you go on the road again here in week two, and you get a Jefferson County North team. One, they posted their best season in school history a year ago, going all the way to the 1A state title game, coming up a bit short. They had as much turnover as anybody here in Northeast Kansas, and they suffered a loss in week one to Moore Hill Mounts Academy, who went winless in the previous year. So this is a Jefferson County North team trying to find themselves here early.
I think that's exactly it, is they're trying to find themselves. But if you watch the film, they are very well coached. They are a disciplined team. They know what they're going to do. They're just really, just what you said, they're trying to find themselves. And what's scary is, you know, towards the end of the game is you start thinking that they might have found who they are. So we got a lot of planning to do. They're going to be a tough opponent this week. It'll be their home opener. So even more hype going in their favor. We got to be mentally strong, adapt to anything that happens, and, you know, push forward.
What's the biggest thing you see in the preparation for JCN? Maybe the biggest difference schematically that you see with what they're going to do, whether it's offense or defense, compared to what you saw with against Valley Falls in week one?
Well, they kind of do similar stuff. They have the read option going. The biggest difference I would say is, you know, JCN, they pull a lot of guys on the offensive line, to lead around. They got more read option power looks. It's going to be a tough opponent. They're very, very well coached, very well coached.
Do you see the biggest difference in improvement from week one to week two in terms of just your team in general? Is that where you see the biggest improvement throughout the year, week one to week two? Just like practice. Like you have the first week of practice leading up to week one. You play week one. You come back week two. I've at least had multiple coaches tell me they see kind of maybe that biggest jump from week one to week two. Is that fair? Is that what you see?
So with it being my first year, the biggest difference I'm seeing is, you know, in the way we practice, the consistency of the things that we do, the speed of which we, you know, the tempo we practice at, the intensity we need to bring, the sense of urgency we bring in practice. You're starting to see that more, which will translate into the game to, you know, maybe faster starts or playing more intense and things like that. So that's really kind of what I'm looking for. The offense will come. The defense will always play fast. But just the way we practice, it's starting to look a lot crisper, a lot better. Just, you know, they're learning me and I'm learning them. So, week two, it's been a lot better.
All right, finally, Coach, give us just some expectations and a few keys for Friday's game at Jefferson County North.
Well, as always, you know, you expect to win.
Right.
I always tell the boys, hey, we're going to expect to win. All right, we're going to prepare to win. We expect to win. Keys to the game, we need to control the ball. We have to control the clock against this team. We got to get off the field defensively, get them off, you know, get off the field on third downs, right? That's the common phrase, you know, in high school football. And, you know, it's get off the field on fourth downs because a lot of teams go for it in certain areas. But that'll be the biggest key is ball control. Can we control the game on the clock?
There it is. Bo Gadwood, head coach for Horton, off to a 1-0 start after a win at Valley Falls last week. Now they go on the road again for a second straight week, this time to the 1A runner-up from a year ago, that is Jefferson County North. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time each and every week. Good luck at JCN on Friday. We'll talk to you again in a week.
Appreciate it. Thanks.